As we speak, Hurricane Harvey is barreling toward the Gulf Coast, and it could be a big one. Harvey has the potential to be the strongest storm to hit the U.S. mainland in a dozen years. We're talking winds well above 100 miles an hour and more than 30 inches of rain over parts of Texas before it's all over. These days, scientists have gotten pretty good at estimating the impact climate change has on certain big weather events, like heat waves, droughts, and heavy rains. But if you're wondering specifically if Hurricane Harvey is caused by climate change, you may have to wait a while for an answer. Gabriel Vecchi is a professor of geosciences at Princeton University and an expert in the emerging field of climate attribution. Gabriel, how exactly does climate attribution work? I mean, how do you determine if a specific weather event is linked to climate change?
There's a first step. Look at the observational record of events like the one that we see and estimate how the probability has changed. Has a particular event gone from being, say, a 1 in 100 year event to a 1 in a 20 year event? The following step is to connect whatever change in probability that we see to climate change, and we do that using climate models. And we can then compare the odds of these types of events and pinpoint the causality to climate change.
So what are you then able to actually say about a weather event?
We can make statements such as an event that previously had, for example, a 1 in 100 year chance of happening, now, because of global warming, has a 1 in 40 year return period. And this example that I'm using is actually taken from an analysis looking at the August 2016 intense rainfall events over Louisiana, where we were able to assess that the odds of those types of rain events have doubled over the 20th century. Now, there are events that are easier to connect to climate change and others for which we're facing steeper challenges.
And I understand that one of those is hurricanes. I mean, that you can't apply that same modeling and looking back at the record to conclude anything. Why are hurricanes more difficult to determine the cause of?
So the way we see hurricanes today, where we have a vast array of satellites, we have aircraft reconnaissance missions, we have a number of different sensors, is very different from the way we saw hurricanes 100 years ago. 100 years ago, if a hurricane is going to be seen at sea, it would have to come across the path of some unfortunate ship, and that ship would have to record its existence.
So you're noticing more hurricanes now, but you don't know whether there's actually more, you're just able to record more.
Exactly. So we're seeing more storms, we're seeing more intense storms, but we don't know if that is by virtue of the storms being more frequent and more intense, or by virtue of the fact that we're just better at finding them. So because we expect global warming to make hurricanes and tropical cyclones more intense over the coming century, this creates a little bit of a frustration for me and a little bit of a puzzle for the community as to how to deal with the fact that our past records don't allow us to test that prediction.
How long will it be before scientists can look at individual hurricanes and say, yes or no, this was caused or made more powerful by climate change?
It is not going to be much more than a decade or so before we can actually have some relatively confident statements about individual hurricanes and climate change.
Gabriel Vecchi is an expert on the connection between hurricanes and climate change at Princeton University.